Because our left brain is filled with these ingrained programs of patterned recognition, it is superb at predicting what we will think, how we will act, or what we will feel in the future based upon our past experience. I, personally, love the color red and am inclined to collect a bunch of red things. I drive a red car and wear red clothes. I like red because there's a circuit in my brain that gets very excited and runs relatively automatically when anything red comes my way. From a purely neurological perspective, I like red because the cells in my left brain tell me I like red. Among other things, our left hemisphere categorizes information into hierarchies, including things that attract us, our likes, or repel us, our dislikes. It places the judgment of good on those things we like and bad on those things we dislike. Through the action of critical judgment and analysis, our left brain constantly compares us with everyone else. It keeps us abreast of where we stand on the financial scale, academic scale, honesty scale, generosity of spirit scale, and every other scale you can imagine. Our ego mind revels in our individuality, honors our uniqueness, and strives for independence. Although each of our cerebral hemispheres process information in uniquely different ways, the two work intimately with one another when it comes to just about every action we undertake. With language, for example, our left hemisphere understands the details making up the structure and semantics of the sentence, and the meaning of the words. It is our left mind that understands what letters are and how they fit together to create a sound, a word, that has a concept, meaning, attached to it. It then strings words together in a linear fashion to create sentences and paragraphs capable of conveying very complex messages. Our right hemisphere complements the action of our left hemisphere language centers by interpreting nonverbal communication. Our right mind evaluates the more subtle cues of language, including tone of voice, facial expression, and body language. Our right hemisphere looks at the big picture of communication and assesses the congruity of the overall expression. Any inconsistencies between how someone holds their body versus their facial expression versus their tone of voice versus the message they are communicating might indicate either a neurological abnormality in how someone expresses himself, or it may prove to be a telltale sign that the person is not telling the truth. People who have damage in their left hemisphere often cannot create or understand speech because the cells in their language centers have been injured. However, they are often genius at becoming able to determine if someone is telling the truth, thanks to the cells in their right hemisphere. On the other hand, if someone has damage to their right hemisphere, they may not appropriately assess the emotional content of a message. For example, if I'm playing blackjack at a party and I say, "Hit me," a person with a damaged right hemisphere may think I am asking him to physically strike me, rather than understand that I am simply asking for another card. Without the right hemisphere's ability to evaluate communication in the context of the bigger picture, the left hemisphere tends to interpret everything literally. Music is another great example of how our two hemispheres complement one another in function. When we methodically and meticulously drill our scales over and over again, when we learn to read the language of staff notation, and when we memorize which fingering on an instrument will create which named note, we are tapping primarily into the skills of our left brain. Our right brain kicks into high gear when we are doing things in the present moment, like performing, improvising, or playing by ear. Did you ever stop to consider how it is that your brain knows how to define the dimensions of your body in space? Amazingly, there are cells in our left hemisphere's orientation association area that defines the boundaries of our body, where we begin and where we end relative to the space around us. At the same time, there are cells in our right hemisphere's orientation association area that orient our body in space. As a result, our left hemisphere teaches us where our body begins and ends, and our right hemisphere helps us place it where we want it to go. I enthusiastically encourage you to explore myriad current literature about teaching in the brain, learning in the brain, and the asymmetries of our two cortical hemispheres. I believe that the more we understand about how our hemispheres work together to create our perception of reality, then the more successful we will be in understanding the natural gifts of our own brains, as well as more effectively help people recover from neurological trauma. The type of stroke I experienced was a severe hemorrhage in the left hemisphere of my brain due to an undiagnosed AVM. On the morning of the stroke, this massive hemorrhage rendered me so completely disabled that I describe myself as an infant in a woman's body. 2.5 weeks after the stroke, I underwent major surgery to remove a golf ball-sized blood clot that was obstructing my brain's ability to transmit information. Following surgery, it took 8 years for me to completely recover all physical and mental functions. I believe I have recovered completely because I had an advantage. As a trained neuroanatomist, I believed in the plasticity of my brain, its ability to repair, replace, and retrain its neural circuitry. In addition, thanks to my academics, I had a roadmap to understanding how my brain cells needed to be treated in order for them to recover. The story that follows is my stroke of insight into the beauty and resiliency of the human brain. It's a personal account, as seen through the eyes of a neuroscientist, about what it felt like to experience the deterioration of my left brain and then recover it. It is my hope that this book will offer insight into how the brain works in both wellness and in illness. Although this book is written for the general public, I hope you will share it with people you want to help recover from brain trauma and their caregivers.